Devil's Cub by Georgette Heyer. Read by Michael Drew. Chapter 1. There was only one occupant of the coach, a gentleman, who sprawled very much at his ease, with his legs stretched out before him and his hands dug deep in the capacious pockets of his greatcoat. While the coach rattled over the cobbled streets of the town, the light from an occasional lantern or flambeau momentarily lit the interior of the vehicle and made a diamond pin or a pair of very large shoe buckles flash. But since the gentleman lounging in the coach wore his gold-edged hat tilted low over his eyes, his face remained in shadow. The coach was travelling fast, too fast for safety in a London street, and it soon drew out of the town, past the turnpike, onto Hounslow Heath. A faint moonlight showed the road to the coachman on the box, but so dimly that the groom beside him, who had been restive since the carriage drew out of St. James's, gasped presently, as though he could no longer keep back the words, "Lord, you'll overturn us, it's a wicked pace!" The only answer vouchsafed was a shrug and a somewhat derisive laugh. The coach swayed precariously over a rough stretch of ground, and the groom, clutching the seat with both hands, said angrily, "You're mad! Do you think the devil's on your heels, man? Doesn't he care? Or is he drunk?" The backward jerk of his head seemed to indicate that he was speaking of the man inside the coach. "When you've been in his service a week, you won't call this a wicked pace," replied the coachman. "When Vidal travels, he travels swift, you see." "He's drunk. Three parts asleep," the groom said. "Not he." Yet the man inside the coach might well have been asleep.